Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll share with you the latest from the socialized medicine system, or at least a very sad story from the UK. But first, your calls about anything. We go first to Gordon in Illinois. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gordon.
I wanted to call. You guys have kind of touched on this subject the last couple of days about voting.
Okay.
And I wanted to call up and tell you why I, as kind of a hardcore libertarian nut job, decide to vote.
By all means.
Tell me that.
The reason is mostly the people I vote for end up not getting elected. And that allows me, when I'm talking to people who aren't of the libertarian mindset, it allows me to say, look, these people don't represent me. I voted for this guy. He didn't get in. So this guy, by not voting for him, I said, he doesn't represent me. So why should I have to do what he wants?
Well, one could argue with that by saying that, you voted, so therefore you are playing their game and you consented by voting to doing what those other people want.
Is that what the consent is? Where is this consent stated?
Oh, right, I'm just saying one could argue that.
I'm not consenting. I'm saying I want this guy to speak for me, and he's not speaking for me. This other guy's trying to speak for me. It's kind of similar to the problem that you brought up, I think it was on yesterday's show, where they wouldn't let you vote, therefore they're not allowing you to be represented.
Right, but I mean,
I agree with it. I mean, this is kind of how I feel. I was told, I was talking to some guy at the organization that I'm going and hanging out here recently, and he's like, "Well, we are the government," and I'm like, "Maybe you're the government, but I'm not the government. Nobody I voted for in the last 10 years. I think one guy that I voted for in the last 10 years has gotten into office."
But that's the system we live in, Mark. I'm trying to take their position, the person who would be arguing with you. That's the system we live in. You live in a system where you vote, and then you take what you get.
Well, the slaves lived in a system where they were born into slavery, and they worked in the fields, and that's what they got.
Now, if you don't like it, you can vote to change it.
Yeah, well, I think that voting to change it is one way to go about it.
But until then, you've got to do everything they tell you to.
Why? Because they'll throw me in a cage. No, they'll throw me in a cage is the reason why.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. See, it's not because I agreed to anything. It's because they use force to get their way.
I prefer the reason for voting for me to be defensive. Because
it is the reason I vote.
Right, but that's the reason that I would stand on rather than the reason that you're pointing out there, Gordon, because when I vote, I'm voting to reduce harm. I'm voting as a harm reduction method. I'm voting for, first of all, I'm not going to vote in a race wherein I can't really discern the difference between the two politicians, and that's most of them. But if there is somebody that's actually of a pro-liberty basis that is fairly principled, I will cast a vote for that person. Because it's defensive, because that will result, if that person were to win, in less damage being done to innocent people.
Well,
not
sure.
because I still believe that I would be represented by that person, because I couldn't be.
Those are the kind of people that I vote for, but the problem is they generally don't get elected.
Nope.
And that is the problem.
When I'm having a conversation with a, air quotes here, normal person, I say, I voted for this guy because I wanted them to get in. They didn't get in, therefore my wishes were not respected in the voting process.
Mm-hmm. And the 51% of the population took your rights away.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think that this situation in Maine here with the most recent thing where they were putting up gay marriage to the vote, it was 52% to 48%.
What happened?
Where the gay marriage was voted down in May in Maine, and as a result, and it has been voted down whenever it's been put up to a popular vote. I personally don't understand what it is about gay people and the word marriage, because they tend to get this thing called civil unions, which is just like marriage. They tend not to get marriage, so I don't understand why it is that they have to have that word.
Maybe they just feel like they should be equal.
Sure, but it's not. But I understand the people that might vote against its claim that marriage is between man and a woman, and civil unions can be between two guys. That's fine.
But that, well, okay, I understand that. But maybe they, maybe gay people would say to you that they, you know, it's their understanding that marriage is between two people that love one another, or three people, or five people.
I completely agree with Ian that the government should stay the heck out of marriage altogether.
Yeah, sure. And that's how I feel too.
Me too. And that's the real issue. These people are begging for this government marriage institution when really they should be talking about getting government out of marriage to begin with.
Sure, but they don't understand that position, Wayne, because nobody ever talks about that.
Right.
So what they see is that heterosexuals are allowed to get this government permission slip, and they aren't.
Well, if the government permission slip's the same, it's just called something different, they're still getting it.
Still doesn't seem the same to me.
If I can bring up another one of your favorite subjects, about a week and a half ago, I attended a Quaker wedding.
Yes.
There was nothing government-related in that wedding at all.
I've heard about that.
The groom stood up, said their vows, and sat down.
No marriage license was obtained?
Well, a marriage license was obtained, but it was completely not part of the ceremony. There was a marriage certificate that was signed by everybody there, including children who couldn't even write yet. Everybody signed it. Everybody witnessed the marriage. And as a formality, completely after the ceremony and not in front of people or with any fuss made about it, the clerk of the meeting signed the legal document so that the bride and groom could have the state supplied so-called rights and privileges that go along
that's
with
sad.
Marriage.
Now, I was buried in an Anglican church in your pretty traditional wedding, and the marriage certificate from the government marriage license or whatever was not a part of the ceremony either. There was no piece of paper that was a part of the ceremony except, well...
Is it ever? I mean, I don't know.
I'm explaining that the one that I'm most intimately involved in, I've only been married one time, and that piece of paper was signed by me, my wife, and the preacher man later.
Right. Well, I mean, what I was saying, though, is in the Quaker ceremony, there was a marriage document that was a significant part of the ceremony.
Gotcha.
But it had nothing to do with the state.
Gotcha. Interesting point tonight, Gordon. Any other thoughts?
That'll do it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, I see what you're saying when it comes to gay people getting married.
I'm not advocating one thing or the other, Ian.
No, but
that's all I'm saying.
I understand that you're trying to defend the civil unions, and what I'm telling you is, to a gay person, and I'm just speculating here, we don't have Dale on the show tonight, but that might sound like, and I know that Dale would say that he wants to get the government out of marriage, because that is, of course, that's the freedom perspective, is to end government involvement in marriage whatsoever.
Right, and that's my perspective.
I understand that. What I'm talking about is the way gay people that are not of the liberty mindset, which is probably most of them, perceive this. It sounds to me like when you say that, oh, well, you guys can just have civil unions. It's the same thing as marriage. We're just calling it something different. That sounds to me like saying, hey, you black people have your own water fountain over there. Works the same as that other water fountain. You just need to use that one.
And my question to
that's
you
how I
on
would feel about
this
it.
Is, am I, as a liberty-oriented individual, am I in any way obligated to support these people in their pursuit of a government marriage? I don't feel that I am.
I don't see that you would be. Why would
I'm
you?
I'm not. I mean, I just don't see that I am.
Do you see my point, though, about how you're saying separate but equal?
Yes, I understand the point. Fine.
Okay. But all right.
Keep your separate but equal out of my life is how I feel about it. I don't feel that I should have
Who's getting into your life? I don't understand
what you're saying. The government officials, when they tell you that you have to cover someone's spouse with insurance.
What does that have to do with you? What I'm confused.
Okay.
Well, if you're
an employer.
Yeah, if you're an employer.
Oh, I see.
It's now opening up a whole new bunch of people that I'm obligated to cover and you know, do things with that I may or may not want to do.
Now, as an employer, do you have to provide insurance to your employees?
No.
Okay, so why don't you just stop?
So just stop providing employees.
Make your job easier.
What if I'm a good Christian guy, and that's an important thing to me to supply insurance to my heterosexual people, but not. But I don't want to do it if one of my employees.
No, I support that. You should be free
by the old the gayness past
me. You should be free to be as much of a bigot as you want to, Mark.
Yes,
it should be your choice.
I guess that's kind of I'm on the fence on when it comes to this gay marriage thing. I'm just on the fence on it.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It seems to me that if you're going to have the government forcing people to extract money from them to give them a permission slip and other people want to get that permission slip, they should be able to. But I think that the true, of course, liberty solution is to abolish government marriage, obviously. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You are invited to our website as well. Now we have live streams, a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, and the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. You can intern and film in alternative media with the IHS Production Internship Program. It offers paid internships at production companies that are making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, and a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for a spring placement by November 15th and for the summertime by February 15th at libertarianinternships.com. What a great opportunity. Paid internships of a liberty-oriented perspective. Thanks to the IHS. Head over to libertarianinternships.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about what you want, but in the meantime, we'll travel over to the UK and take a look into the national health system, as we like to from time to time, because there are always, you can just count on socialized medicine to crank out tragic stories of people being mistreated, inhumane hospital conditions, and just awfulness, and especially when it comes to the elderly, because, well, as it turns out, the government doesn't have an incentive to really take care of the elderly patients that they bring in. They're toward the end of their lifespan, and because the government people are not going to get paid whether the patient lives or dies, they're not really that concerned over those things.
Well, that would be true for the younger people too. However, the older people have the added disadvantage that they're no longer paying into the system, so they may be viewed
right.
as
a burden.
A burden, you know, and it can be easy to see them that way. I get that. So,
whereas in the United States, where
they look more like a piggy bank.
Right. We've got at least a semi-free-ish healthcare system in comparison to the NHS, in that you can still go and you can still buy a private care in many, many ways, though the government is slowly sort of taking over the industry. It is a mostly socialized system in this country. It is not a free market in the United States. But all that said, at least you can go out and shop around should you want to do that. In the case of the NHS, you get what they give you, and you can complain, but that's about it.
There's always the option of waiting.
Of waiting
silently
to die?
And suffering.
Gotcha. Well, in this case, some of these stories that you're going to hear here from the Daily Mail, maybe silently suffering would have been preferable. I don't know. But according to Harriet Sargent of the Daily Mail, one day when I was touring a North London hospital, I stopped in horror in front of an old lady in a blue bed jacket. Her face was a mass of bruises. I assumed she'd been brutally mugged, but the matron I was shadowing looked embarrassed. The old lady was indeed a victim. But of the NHS, that's the National Health Service, and its dreadful treatment of the elderly. First, a wrong prescription from her general practitioner had left her so dizzy that she had tripped over and broken her hip. Then she'd fallen out of her hospital bed and bashed her face. I asked why the NHS bed lacked the cot sides available in private hospitals. She said, we believe physical restraint is inappropriate to our patient's dignity, said the matron. It's a case that sums up why the NHS is failing our elderly through misdiagnosis, ignorance, and a culture that neglects and even despises them, putting government targets over compassion and common sense.
Here's another problem with it. I read a story about a year ago, and this didn't surprise me, and I actually talked to some of my friends who were in the medical field, and they confirmed it, that there are literally serial killers who work in hospitals. And they work in, especially caring for the elderly, and they like killing them off. They like overdosing them, and there are people who have been convicted of dozens of murders within a hospital over a period of years.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that a serial killer is likely to be something that you're going to run across in your life. However,
if you met one,
right? If you were a serial killer, where would you work? If you were a pedophile, where would you work?
Mm-hmm.
If these are things that are important to you, where would you work?
Especially when there's no incentive to take care of these people and lengthen their lives.
Right, and who's really going to? Right, if there's no incentive to take care of them, who's going to really have the incentive to investigate too heavily if they pass away?
Sure. If it's your mother and you want to investigate, what kind of it's hard enough to investigate a private company. Try investigating the government.
Yeah.
Tell me how that goes.
She says, I remember the poor bruised woman when I read the horrific results this week of the Healthcare Commission's investigation into conditions at Staffordshire General Hospital. Hundreds of patients there, most of them elderly individuals who in any civilized society would expect to be treated with dignity, respect, and compassion, may have died because of appalling care, according to the commission. The litany of complaints from families of the hospital's victims should shame us all. Patients so thirsty they were forced to drink from flower vases. Wards described as war zones. people given
war zones
wrong medication or none at all, while others had to lie in soiled sheets and sick people left in A&E, not sure what that stands for, covered in blood, for hours rather, covered in blood and without pain relief. True, the problems didn't apply exclusively to the elderly, but they were by far the most numerous among patients to be treated with such callous disdain. And perhaps the most disturbing fact is that far from being an isolated incident, if you are old and a health service patient anywhere in the country, you suffer more than any other patient. Now, why does the NHS seem to hate the old so much? A recent survey of 201 doctors by the British Geriatric Society found that 7 out of 10 specialists believe the elderly are less likely to receive a proper diagnosis and essential treatment than our younger patients. Almost half of the doctors believe the health service is institutionally ageist, and more than half admitted that they were worried themselves about how the NHS would treat them in their old age. Now, these are the doctors
who themselves
work for the NHS saying this. They are saying that the institution itself is ageist, and of course it is, for the reasons we were just talking about. The young people in Great Britain are the ones paying taxes, so it makes more sense to keep them satisfied. It makes more sense to give them the treatment that they're expecting to receive, at least on some level. And indeed, this is what we hear from people that are calling us from places like Canada and other places where they've had socialized medicine, and they've had a good experience. They'll tell us that this glowing story about how wonderful it was to be able to visit the hospital and to not have to pay anything.
Absolutely. That happens in the United States, too. We call it insurance.
It's
unfortunately
free.
It has created a problem here in the United States in that people think that they can go get free health care, and it's a problem everywhere. And I think that the issue that comes into play, and I'm not backing up insurance companies here, but at least if you're dealing with an insurance company that is screwing you around, you have the opportunity to pay for service elsewhere in some manner or another. I understand you paid for the service and you should get it. However, you can also take them to court and all that other stuff. Try suing the government.
The NHS, right?
Right. The government doesn't have the same incentives that a private company does.
And the private companies are still pretty bad, but they're not as bad as government.
Your satisfaction will never be guaranteed with the government health care system. You'll just get what you get, and you'll take it. Whether you like it or not is up to you. 800-259-9231. There's more to the story here about how the elderly are treated under the national health care system in Great Britain. It is the story that one should take close to heart if you are somebody who supports the idea of government-run health care. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want if you've got a story in relation to this. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Updates included. Go head up to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up. We will send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. In fact, I sent one out last night. There's a brand new auction going on right now. You can bid on the third banner on our website, and you'll get it for a month. You can advertise virtually anything for a whole month straight on pretty much every page on our website. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com if you want to know about those things when they happen. Just get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
This weekend, I went grocery shopping with the wife, and instead of having to take the shopping cart all the way out to the car, just put the old bags on the tote sack. I had one in each hand and carried them right out and gave them a little turn when I put them in the back of the SUV, drove them home, picked them up, carried them in. It tote sack makes shopping so much easier.
Mark, get the groceries.
Doesn't even have to tell me. It's that easy.
Yeah, now Laura doesn't have to help you carry him in, right?
I mean, no, she's got her hands full with Jack. You know, so otherwise, for me, it was left with two or three trips or however long it would take. TOTASAK.com. Go get a family pack today. It's Totasac. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasac.com.
The Daily Mail in the UK is reporting on the status of elderly patients under the NHS. That's the National Health Service, I believe is what it stands for over there. It's the government's healthcare system, and in the UK, that's pretty much all that exists. So, my understanding, are there still private clinics in the UK? I'm always confused about this. Whether it's
yes.
Canada or it's Canada where private clinics are outlawed, as I understand it. And
I believe that's correct.
It's the UK where you can still get it if you really have a whole lot of money. But most people are taxed to the point where they can't afford the private clinics, so they have to go to the NHS, which results in horrific things happening to elderly patients. Indeed, a survey of 201 doctors within the NHS found that 7 out of 10 specialists believe the elderly are less likely to receive a proper diagnosis and essential treatment than our younger patients, and almost half of the doctors believe the health service is institutionally ageist. Most staff strive to treat patients with care and skill, and there's a huge number of them whose dedication and professionalism can only be admired. But I spent a year researching a report on the NHS, and I witnessed how the service betrays the elderly at every level. It seems neither they nor the most common illnesses It seems neither they nor their most common illnesses are. It sees neither they nor their most common illnesses as a priority. I got it now. This is extraordinary because the elderly are at the core business of the NHS, and that's such a mistake. That statement right there. The NHS isn't a business. Businesses are interested in serving their customers. Businesses want to promote their image in a positive light. They want people to, when you hear their business name, whether it be Coca-Cola or, you know, whatever the business is, Free Talk Live, they want you to think good things about them. So you'll tell your friends, and so you'll say good things about them. So your friends and family will go and patronize those businesses so they can stay in business. The government bureaucracy, whatever you're talking about, whether it's the health service or whether it's the judicial system or whether it's the police department, they are not a business. I know the court will say, whenever you're in court, they'll say things like, well, do you have more business with the court? And it's just so misleading. You know, it suggests as though it is a business, but it's not, because it's not voluntary. People are forced into this.
You know, I used to work at a gym. I did personal training and sold memberships. And I can imagine that it would be just like working at a medical center with old people. At the gym, you know, old people were more work. They required instruction on how to use the machines. Mm-hmm. They often, you know, they just weren't in as good a shape. They would require, you know, more personal training sessions, which I would sell them and make money on, and then provide that service in the hopes of selling it again and making more money on it. Whereas in an institute, in an organization where they're not making money on these people, then is all they are is the burden, because personal training Correct. Sessions are a lot of work.
Yeah, the term burden is what I was going to use, because the story goes on to say that they occupy nearly 2/3 of general and acute hospital beds and account for half of the recent growth in emergency admissions. And Britain is getting older. By 2025, the number of people over 80 will have increased by about 50%.
And their birth rate has declined sharply, too, which means there's less young people paying into the system.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of older people who need the services, and the money's not really there for them when they need it most.
So if the budget isn't available, then that means it's likely that the elderly will become treated even worse than they are today.
Yes. Sure.
If you can't afford it, you can't afford it, right?
And that's true throughout Europe, Japan, even in America. If it weren't for immigration, America would only be about 1.5 to 1.6 children per couple.
Simple demographics aside, it seems almost beyond comprehension that those who enter the NHS, those who choose a career for caring for others, are actually denying civilized treatment to an entire swath of the population. It does seem that way, but for us, at least from our perspective, understanding what freedom is all about and understanding how government has any government program you can look at will essentially create unintended consequences. For us, we see this as just the way the system is. This is just how it works because of their lack of incentives. They don't have the incentive to take care of people appropriately, because if those people die, they're pointing out that they have over 2/3 of general and acute hospital beds are filled with elderly patients.
Sure. Who's going to cost more to take care of?
Yeah.
Who's going to, I mean, just think about the demographic cells. Who's going to cost more? What costs more? People that are in the end of their lives, or people who are in the middle of their lives? Obviously, you know, they're going to have to cut costs somewhere, and they might as well cut them on people that are going to die in 6-9 months, a couple of years anyway. That's
right.
The way they see it.
Saving their lives gets them what? What does it get them? Besides a good newspaper article, you know, maybe. And of course, it's not likely that a newspaper article will be written about all the elderly's lives that were saved. And if there is a newspaper article written about one that is like the one we're reading here, if there's an article that is criticizing the hospitals, it doesn't matter. They can always just come out and say how shocked they are by these treatments. They're shocked by the conditions, and we promise we'll do what it takes to shape up. Which is, of course, what all government bureaucracies will claim when they're caught red-handed doing something naughty. Whether it's the America's FEMA that was just treating people awfully during the Hurricane Katrina debacle, or whatever. Whenever you catch them doing something naughty, they always come out and say, well, we are so sorry, and we rest assured this won't happen again. We're going to restructure our government bureaucracy, and it's going to be the largest restructuring the NHS has ever seen in the last 20 years, and don't you worry, we're going to replace the head guy, and we're going to restructure, and everything's going to be fine.
And I heard recently, I believe it was on the radio that they were talking about FEMA and all that stuff, but that was under the Republican administration. So the blame was essentially that, well, Republicans don't do social services very well. So you've got to elect Democrats. Whoa, you can't blame us for that. That's not government. That's Republicans. And that's
what Barack Obama has something to do with how FEMA's operated? What the hell does he know about FEMA?
You and I agree on this, obviously, but, you know, that's just how some people see it.
The government's too big for any one person or even one small group of people to really manage, so... So much of it is it keeps going on the same regardless of who's in power.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that FEMA would all of a sudden restructure itself because Barack Obama was elected?
No.
That doesn't happen. Those bureaucrats are the same bureaucrats they've been for the last however many years they've been there.
Same people. Same pensions.
Surely we should.
Same rubber stamps.
Back to the Daily Mail. Surely we should as a society care properly for those who in earlier years have nurtured us and who now need our help. Sure, that sounds great.
Throw mama from the train.
What kind of people have we become that we simply discard our elderly as an inconvenience because they get in the way of government cost-cutting and performance targets?
I know what kind. Socialist kind.
Worthless
people that are
eaters.
Incentivized by government programs.
Well, she's using collectivist speak, saying that we've become this, we've become that. But earlier, the statement that she makes is that, well, she thinks that we should care for the elderly. So she's probably not the only person who believes that the elderly should be taken care of in the UK. It's just that what you want and what you get from a government program are completely different worlds.
But you can see this coming. For example, about a month ago, there was a Newsweek article called The Case for Killing Granny, where the woman was trying to explain how when people get to a certain age, they shouldn't live. They should just let them die.
There's more coming up here to this story and your calls as well. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Are you in the UK or Canada? You want to comment on this? You're welcome to bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Wayne. Go ahead again.
And Wayne again.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and video to show, or video to show that they are indeed listening or listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at that.
Gold and silver prices have spiked over at Kitco. However, the gold and silver prices at gold.freetalklive.com have stayed the same. Perhaps they're going to go up in the relatively near future. I can't say. Ted Anderson sets those from Midas Resources, but right now you can go and buy Lakota Nation silver rounds for just $22.30 for an ounce of silver, and probably the most beautiful silver ounce you're going to see. Walking Liberty halves for $8.69, British Sovereigns for $2.88, and 20 francs for $2.33. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Order now. As a matter of fact, if you want to do the layaway right now and just pay on a weekly basis when you get your paycheck or biweekly or whatever, you can do that by calling 877-857-9938. Call now. Lock these low prices in. 877-857-9938.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We're sharing with you a story from the Daily Mail about the elderly and how they are mistreated across the board in the NHS, the National Health Service, which is the government healthcare system over there in the UK. And it's not an uncommon situation, at least of as far as socialized medicine is concerned. Same things are seen happening up in Canada as well, where they also have a socialized medicine system, wherein the elderly patients are just not given, you know, they're given the short shrift. They are just not given the same level of care that younger people are. And that's how the system is built. It's inherently that way because they just don't have to care as much about the elderly. The elderly aren't really the ones paying the bills in the first place. If they let elderly people die, it just means that, you know, it just means they've got less to do. They don't have, they're not getting paid by the patient. They're getting paid whatever the rate is that they get paid, and that's that. So they don't have the incentives to take care of these people. It doesn't matter if people are satisfied with their care, and that applies across the board. It really doesn't matter that much whether the young people are satisfied either, because they're going to have to pay for it anyway, whether they like it or not. But to some extent, the elderly are less important than younger people.
And it doesn't matter if you live in a fantasy world and you believe that somehow the government can handle this one particular you know, market segment where it can't handle all the rest. Well, this is a utility. This is like providing garbage and police work and all that other stuff. Well, I would challenge you and say that, in fact, the government does an inefficient job of providing garbage and police work and everything else that they call a utility. So, you know, in your own best interest, keep the government out of healthcare.
You know, there are many cultures, including ours at one time, that actually revered elderly people and wanted to keep them around as long as possible for their wisdom and their insight into things. And, you know, the way we've structured our society now is we've just put them out to pasture.
Yep, now they're just a burden.
They're just a burden now, and I find that appalling.
Well, the story continues here at the Daily Mail. As in other areas of political life, government policy in the National Health Service has placed the emphasis on vote-winning targets, such as waiting times and extended surgery hours for general practitioners. This has been at the expense of the patients who most use the NHS and are the least able to protest, the elderly. That's another good point, that if you are ignoring elderly patients or giving them awful care and services, they're not very likely to gather around some public square for several hours out in the cold and protest.
And they're also too sick to vote.
The problem is well known. A staggering 1,600 health service managers in a major national survey reported believe that the elderly have benefited least from the government reforms. But common conditions in old people like osteoporosis and incontinence, for example, still don't attract the government's attention and spending. And how many years have they been doing this now? How long has this government health care system been in effect?
Well, they're going to reform it now.
In Britain now, it's been going on since the late 40s, I believe.
Meanwhile, free breast screening stops at age 73, despite powerful evidence that it should continue for much longer, and anyone suffering from mental health problems is refused specialized treatment after age 65. Gee, don't know any elderly people that have mental health problems, do we now?
Couldn't be.
Alzheimer's, perhaps? But I've had both of my grandparents, two of the four of my grandparents had come down with Alzheimer's before they died. What a sad situation.
It really is.
And they're saying here that, and they were well after 65 by that point. It's not all the government's fault, though. According to the story, discrimination against the elderly is prevalent throughout the medical profession. According to a senior lecturer in elderly care medicine, old people deserve proper diagnosis and treatment, but they're just not getting it. Many doctors will blame symptoms such as confusion and falling at an old age or on old age, but in fact, points out Dr. Oliver, acute confusion can be brought on by a change in the patient's circumstance, a bladder infection, or new medicine, not always age at all. Medical staff are often not helped by their training, despite the... Now, that's also the government's fault, so they're kind of waxing over this, saying that, oh, it's not all the government's faults. The school's faults, too. But the schools are training them to work at the government
The government schools are training them to work at the government facilities.
Right. Despite the increase in elderly patients, half of medical schools lack a geriatric medicine department. Well, if you're training people to work in hospitals where the elderly aren't cared for, why would you train them on geriatric medicine? Doctors and nurses get only 4 or 5 weeks training in caring for the elderly. As Dr. Oliver says, old people are core users of the NHS services, but they are still not high up on the agenda, nor are they popular with many members of medical staff. In surveys for the Royal Society of Medicine, students declare openly that they do not wish to work with old people. But the sheer number of old people using NHS means that most of them will have to. How many of us want to be cared for by a doctor who has little or no interest in our ailments? Now that
the reason that they don't have any interest is because they're not incentivized to have the interest.
Right.
I'd like to make a case in point. I'm from Sarasota, Florida, actually Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, the doctors and medical professionals there are very interested in dealing with old people. And as a matter of fact, there's more doctors there than there are in most places in the United States. I mean,
because there's a lot of old people.
Because there's a lot of old
people.
There's
also a lot of rich old people down there, though, too.
Right. And that's sort of the thing here is, you know, the government's already bled most of these people dry. And, you know, so they don't have any money. And it's the old people that need the services of the medical practitioners. You don't have this same scenario going on in the United States.
The old-fashioned matron used to be the patient's advocate. She had the power to oversee all elements of a patient's care and take responsibility for their well-being. But the modern matron, an invention of the current government, lacks clear authority at a ward level. Some, through sheer force of personality, manage to do an excellent job, but too many fail to ensure that even basic care is provided. And it's the elderly patients who suffer. Busy ward staff don't consider helping an elderly person to eat a priority, and so 6 out of 10 older people are at risk of becoming malnourished while in a hospital. Now, when I've been in hospitals, and it hasn't been very often, thank goodness, or visiting people in hospitals, it's usually the food that is fairly well received. Food in hospitals around here is decent. In fact, my grandmother used to go to the hospital when she was healthy to eat just because the food was so good down in Florida. And they're saying here that in the case of the government hospitals there, that they're not doing a very good job with the whole feeding people thing. You know, one of the most basic necessary forms of getting from day to day.
And keeping people healthy.
Right. So there was an older lady that she had encountered that was lying on a stretcher. Apparently, she was kind of getting ignored to some extent and had been given a blanket at one point every time she turned over. However, it had fallen on the floor. The story says that she had not been given anything to eat. She'd arrived at 10:30 p.m. the previous evening. It was now lunchtime the following day. The older lady said that she had not been given anything to eat, and she had not yet had a wash either. So, busy ward staff don't consider helping an elderly person to eat as a priority. Patients complain to me all the time about the food. In one ward, I saw an old man wearing an oxygen mask and sitting in bed staring disconsolately at a washbowl sitting on a bedside table covered in detritus. Next to the washbowl lay his uneaten breakfast. A nurse, who should have helped him to wash and eat, had simply abandoned him. Indeed, many of the nurses I saw seemed indifferent or helpless, and the fact that so many of our elderly are going hungry on our wards unnoticed is an appalling indictment of the NHS and its attitude toward the old. No one is asking that old people should get privileged treatment, but they should get their fair share of resources and care. As the case of Staffordshire General Hospital shows all too graphically, this simply is not happening.
Especially since they've been paying into it their whole life.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, but don't worry. They'll get it right here in America when the government takes care of the healthcare system here. Because Americans are compassionate, unlike those redcoats.
We do socialism right now.
All right. 800-259-9231. It's scary stuff. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.